last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 22nd para, 22nd juz was recited. And in the surah, Suratul Ahzab, as we had mentioned yesterday, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no one should cause the slightest amount of difficulty, distress to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how the kuffar caused distress to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that even the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not causing any distress. So the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Muslims started getting victory, conquering Banu Qurayza, so a lot of wealth came to them. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made a request that they, why don't we increase our the allowance we are getting. There was nothing wrong also in asking this year. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to live a very high level of zuhud in his life. And the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also lived at high level of zuhud and abstinence of the world, so that the ummatis can have an example to follow. We will look up to them and see that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of dunya, everyone will say, I want to follow my Nabi, and I will try to follow and in time to get dunya because they think they're following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala gave him such a level of zuhud and abstinence of this world that is not even practical for us to follow, but at least it should be an ideal. I must try to follow the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are very weak. We have to try to live that amount of zuhud. We might just destroy ourselves. So the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, they were given a choice. You either stay with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and live a life of poverty, or you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give you talaq and you separate. But all the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they passed this examination with flying colors, and they all chose the sohbat and company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah ta'ala revealed his ayat of the Quran Sharif, and he said that, oh the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember your rank and position is so high. If you have to do any evil action, then the punishment will be double for you people, because people still qiyamah are going to follow you, and you're going to cause a stain on the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you have to do any evil. On the other hand, whatever good actions you do, then Allah will give you double that amount of reward, because other people will follow you, then you will be an example for them. And wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're not like other women. If you got the quality of taqwa, you also have to have the quality of taqwa. Even you, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not sufficient to be the wife. You have to have the quality of taqwa. So then your rank is much more higher. What is the quality of taqwa in ladies? So Allah ta'ala mentions about 7 commands here for ladies. The first command Allah ta'ala mentioned was about their voices. فَلَا تَخْضَعَنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. They must be able to, they must not expose their voices in a seductive way. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, it was impossible to think that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ever speak in a seductive voice to other men. So actually he says, what فَلَا تَخْضَعَنَ بِالْقَوْلِ means that your normal voice, how a woman speaks, there's got an attraction inside it, her natural voice. So even a natural voice, she should not speak with a natural voice, because otherwise that person whose heart is a sickness of lust, he will get tama, he will get some desire for her, he will start thinking about her. So she must, some of the Azwaji Mutawarat, after this ayat was revealed, they would actually cover their mouth with something, with a cloth, and speak. So you change your voice, you speak a bit more firmly. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. You don't have to be rude. Speak words according to urf, according to shariat, what is normal speech. But be careful about your voice. Do not keep your normal voice when you are speaking to other men. Second command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Said, oh wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay within your homes. We shouldn't be going out of your homes except for necessity. When there is a necessity, Allah has given certain commands. At the end of the surah, they must wear the hijab and cover themselves. But otherwise, for the woman, the ideal place is within a house. The confines of a house, in there is the protection of the woman. The protection and honor and sanctity of the woman is within her homes, and not for her to go outside of the homes. And today we're sending our girls to schools and universities. We know the masala of deen. Once a girl becomes baligh, boys and girls are supposed to be completely separated. In many of these schools, the girls are sitting together with the boys and talking with them, and there's a relationship built up with them. And what evils they fall into. And even they're given more freedom when they go to university, and their whole haya and shame is destroyed. At times the iman is destroyed also. Whereas the safe haven of a woman is within her houses. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Stay within your homes. And وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. Do not expose yourself like how the woman of the first era of jahiliyyah used to expose themselves. Mere ulama say that it shows there will be jahiliyyah thaniya. There will be the second level era of jahiliyyah, which will come close to Qiyam. And we are seeing that if you study the Tafsir Kitab, and you see the qualities of the woman in those times, how they used to go around, their hair exposed, their legs showing, their arms exposed, their breast line, it was showing, all of those same things are found in today's times. So we are actually living in the time of Jahiliyyah Tathaniya. Allah Ta'ala said, do not expose yourself like how the people used to expose themselves in that time. So the first three ayats, they were referring to Parda, because the chastity and modesty of the woman has got great value in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then, وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ. Perform your salat, give your zakat, Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah wants you to become pure. Oh, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, completely. All filth and dirt must be removed from you. Spiritual dirt and filth. And you must be completely pure. And together with this, have ta'aleem in your houses. Whatever the Quran and Hadith is mentioned in the house, have ta'aleem in the houses. Remind one another. Your iman will increase by means of this year. And you will encourage other people also to remain firm on deen. So these are seven commands given to the Azwajah Mutahharat and given to all the women till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring these qualities within us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can a believing male and female have any choice when they have chosen something? We shouldn't have any choice. We should follow exactly what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have commanded us. And we should not cause any taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this matter. There was a matala in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His adopted son, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to his, he divorced his wife. And he got married to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, who was adopted, the adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Zaid radiallahu anha's wife. So the people made an accusation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he got married to his daughter-in-law. There is his son, there is his daughter-in-law. So Allah Ta'ala, to remove this evil custom, something which Allah Ta'ala had made halal, and these people are regarding it as haram and forbidden. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an ayat of the Quran to say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did nothing wrong. This is completely haram and permissible. And there is no harm. And actually Allah Ta'ala wants to make it easiness for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in future also. The adopted son can never be a true son. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an ayat of the Quran Sharif. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains many masail and khususiyat and specialities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially regarding nikah and marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll be a shahid, he'll be a witness on the day of Qiyamah. He's a giver of glad tidings. He's a warner. He's the one who is calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's a light, a very bright light and lantern. People will look at that light, they'll be able to follow that light and they will get their guidance. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the specialities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he can get married to. For the ummati, is maximum four wives. But for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given permission. And there were many great wisdoms behind this here, why he was allowed to get married to more than four wives. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that no harm has come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Example, in his house also, people were coming to his house, eating, not waking up and going away. Don't cause the slightest, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feels shy to tell the people. But Allah ta'ala said, oh people, believers, don't cause the slightest amount of taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have to speak to his wives also, speak to them from behind a hijab and a veil. This is more pure for your heart and for their heart. And is that possible for you, that you must cause the slightest amount of taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that you can't get married to his wives after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is also a kind of taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great the azmat and the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the angels and the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels are sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is sending his khas rahmat and raising the ranks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. And he's praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the angels are making dua for the raising of the ranks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O people of Iman, you also just send durood and salat on durood and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very, very great amal. It is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels are doing that amal. O ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also do this great amal of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the masail of hijab coming to the end of this surah. When a woman has to leave their homes for any shari'i reason, any tab'i, natural reason, she has to go to, in those times, they have to go to relieve themselves out of their houses. So for that, like a natural reason, she has to go visit maybe her parents, somebody is sick, to assist, etc. So then when a woman leaves the house, then she must cover herself with a jilbab. Her whole body must be completely covered. Her face should be covered also. Even better, her arms, her feet, everything should be covered completely, her whole body. And the ulama has mentioned great detail. What must the cloak be? How must it be? It mustn't be designed to attract. Today, unfortunately, many of the cloaks are designed to attract. When a person looks at the cloak, he gets more desire, even if it's an old 70-year-old lady or 80-year-old lady behind the cloak. But such a smart cloak she's wearing, now a person's mind is thinking, hey, I wonder who's behind this cloak. Was it a 20-year-old lady or 25-year-old lady? The whole object of the cloak is defeated. The object of the cloak was to conceal, that a person mustn't be desire. That's why some narrations, as Umar radiallahu anhu said, tafilat, you must come out actually with the word crime on that cloak of yours. So a person is even looked at it, this is a very ugly woman, must be the kind of clothing she is wearing. So this was to protect the chastity of the woman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the reason for this is, so they must be recognized as honorable women. Fala yu'zain, no harm must be given to these women folk. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, there will be many, many people who had followed the film stars and film actresses and sports stars and all of these people, or the presidents of countries, the prime ministers, who were regarded as big people, on the day of Qiyamah, when the faces will be turned in the fire, they will say, if only we had followed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will say, oh Allah, we followed our leaders and our big people, and they took us off from the straight path. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give them double punishment, and curses be upon them. And then finally Allah, again the end of the surah, that do not be like those people who caused taklif to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed Musa alayhi salam from the accusations they made. But do not be like those people who caused any taklif to Musa alayhi salam. So you people do not cause taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam in the least. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an amanat of deen. You have to hold firm onto this. Such a heavy amanat, even the mountains and the heavens and the earth and the mountains were not prepared to accept this amanat in the stress of Shariat, because they were frightened what will be the result. But man, out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted the stress, I will take the Shariat. So fulfill the rights and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Sabah. In the Surah Sabah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in great detail about Qiyamah, the life of the year after. This is a reality where the kuffar said that Qiyamah will never ever come. Tell him, oh definitely, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take your qasam by Allah. Definitely Qiyamah is going to take place. It's a reality. And whatever you have done in this world, whether it's equal to an atom's weight, in the heavens you did it, on the earth you did it, if it's something smaller than an atom also, or bigger than an atom, every single thing is recorded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is going to bring it forward. So a person must have, once we got this yaqeen, and Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says that this is the quality. When a person has this yaqeen and conviction in his heart of akhirat, then this is the thing which is the inqilab. It will cause a change in a person's life. Today the whole world, people are doing whatever they want to. Why? Because they do not have the yaqeen of akhirat in front of them. Qiyamah, the day after, stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has to be instilled in ourselves, in our children. When a child also has got this yaqeen of qiyamah, of akhirat, of the day of qiyamah, then automatically he won't go onto the wrong path, because he understands also that I have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much of desire he's got. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. To stop your desire, fulfilling your desires, you must have the fear of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that even in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards people and Allah punishes people. Look at Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah gave them so much of this dunya also. And Allah ta'ala told them, اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا. O family of Dawood, do the amal of shukr. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُرُ. Allah complained, very, very few of my servants have got this quality of shukr, of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they had this quality within them. So Allah ta'ala bestowed them with more and more favors. On the other hand, there was a group of Sabah. These people also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them beautiful gardens. They were given rosy and sustenance, and they were told, make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties. But unfortunately, they turned away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He broke the dam, and all of the gardens were completely destroyed. What in what bounties Allah had given them, all of this was completely destroyed. This was a punishment for the nashukri, the ingratitude which he had shown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it between the different towns. There was all cities. It was easy for a person to travel. You travel for one day, 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers. Like in today's time, you get filling stations. It's easy for a person to stop there, or you get a motel. A person can rest in the night and then continue. So Allah had given them these bounties. Instead of making shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties, they actually asked, oh Allah, make our suffer very, very far and increase our suffer. So what foolishness they had. When Allah gives bounties, make appreciate the bounties and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not ask for calamities and difficulties. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He completely destroyed these people. So when a person has got the quality of shukr, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah will increase a person. And it comes in the hadith, a person who is inspired to make shukr, مَنْ أُلْهِمَ الشُكَرْ لَمْ يُحْرَمِ الزِّيَادَةِ. Whoever is inspired to make shukr, he will never be deprived of an increase. Allah will always increase that person. Shukr, firstly in our hearts, to appreciate what Allah has given to us. Recognize the bounty has come from Allah Ta'ala and appreciate in our hearts. Secondly, verbally, at least say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, what in what bounties Allah Ta'ala has given us. You enter your house also, the sunnah dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana, Alhamdulillah, alladhi awana wa kafana, Alhamdulillah, alladhi manna alayya fa afdal, as'aluka an tujirani minan nar. All praise to Allah who has given us food to eat, who has given us water to drink. All praise to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who has given us a house, has given us refuge, and Allah has sufficed for all our needs. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extend His favors upon us. Oh Allah ta'ala, I'm asking You to save me from the fire of Jahannam. So really, when a person, what and what bounties Allah is giving us, do we ever think about these bounties and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the kuffar on the day of Qiyamah, now when they will be in the fire of Jahannam, they didn't believe in the akhirat, and so now the people who were regarded as weak in the world, they will say to the leaders who they regarded as weak, If it wasn't for you people, we would have been followers. In today's time, as you said, the film actors and film actresses and all of these people, and the people who are promoting whatever evil, so they were regarded as big in the world. So the people were telling them, if it wasn't for you people, we never watched you people, we would have been believers. Those big people who were regarded as big will say to those who were regarded as low, did we stop you from hidayat? It came to you people. You yourself were the wrongdoers. They said, no, but day and night you were making all of these plans, your novels and your television, and you kept giving us all da'wah towards this thing, and you commanded us to make kufr in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take part with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it will be too late now. Both of them will be flung in the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, normally it is money and wealth which takes the person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't think your money and your wealth will help and assist you to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if you do good actions, you got iman, and your money you are spending in the right path, then it will help you in the year after. Your children, if you are putting them in the right road, on the right path, and you are encouraging them on to deen, and you give them a deen Islamic education, then they will be of assistance to a person. Otherwise, your wealth and your children will be of no benefit to a person at all, and it will actually be a means of destruction for a person. Yeah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, when people will come, and they will actually be asking that, oh Allah, can we ask? We are asking for maaf now, we are asking for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala says, now it's too late. You come on the life of the year after. It's not the time for asking for tawbah and istighfar. Now you can't even go back in the world. You have completely lost out. You have destroyed yourself. The next surah is Surah Fatir. In Surah Fatir, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that before this punishment comes, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has sent many anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala sends angels down with wahi and revelation to warn the people. So then on the day of Qiyamah, they cannot say that, oh Allah, we never knew. No warning came to us. We didn't know that all of this is going to happen in the punishment. So Allah Ta'ala says, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time Allah is sending the angels also down with wahi and revelation to the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given so many bounties. Oh people, remember the bounties of Allah Ta'ala upon you. Is there anyone besides Allah Ta'ala who gives you rozi and sustenance from the heavens and the earth? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh people, inna wa'adallahi haq. The promise of Allah Ta'ala is true. Let not this worldly life deceive you. And let not shaitan deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your open enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Take him as an enemy, regarding to be your enemy. He is calling his jamaat, and he is giving da'wah to people and calling them so that they can all be in the fire of Jahannam. They all must be completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you want izzat and you want honor, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. All honor lies in by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got izzat and honor in his hand. And how will a person get izzat and honor? إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. Kalima tayyiba, when a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he believes in La ilaha illallah, kalima tayyib, and ul amal usali, after saying the kalima, good actions a person does, he abstains from sin, then all of this creates izzat and honor for a person, because true izzat only lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah grants it to the believer, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the believers, walillahi al-izzatu wa lirrasuli wa lilmu'mineen, Allah grants it to them from his side. And those who are the kuffar and the disbelievers, they are making a lot of plans against the Muslims. We don't worry about them. But if you do, you have kalima tayyiba and you do good actions, Allah will give a person izzat and honor. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain signs of his qudrat and his power. And he says that, oh people, all of you are beggars in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is completely independent, full of praises. If Allah wants to, Allah can destroy you. And Allah can bring a new creation. Allah is not in need of your worship. You are in need of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, you are muhtaj. You are in need. And because of this muhtajigi, Allah has given us ibadat. Allah has given us our hands to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat teaches us that our hands are like a begging bowl of a beggar. So, because we are beggars 24 hours of the day. A normal beggar works from 8 to 5. But we are beggars 24 hours of the day and night. We are beggars. So Allah has given us our begging bowl. So we can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentions the ajib point. He says that if a person doesn't make qadr and value this begging bowl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his hand is cut off. If he goes and steals, instead of taking from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, he goes to the people's treasures and he's taking from the people's things. Now he's not fit and worthy of this great bounty which Allah has given him, this hand which Allah has given him. So now this begging bowl is taken away, his hand is cut off and is removed because he did not appreciate this bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we use his hand and we ask from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that there are many, many signs in the world. Look at all of these signs, the water which is coming down, the fruits which are coming down, different colors they have got. The mountains you go, you see different beautiful, beautiful colors. And the animals, human beings, they also have got different colors. Allah Ta'ala has made them with different designs. If you look at each person here, every person is completely different. Come from the same father and mother, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu anha. But we all look completely different. Immediately you can recognize the person, different colors, different voices. In the area, great signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat and power. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says they have given the Kitab, the Quran Sharif, and there are people who are the servants of Allah Ta'ala who are make zulam and oppression. They accept the Quran, they don't follow it. Then there are certain people who they just fulfill the faraid and the wajib sunnah and muqaddah, and they stay away from haram. They are in the middle group, and there are those people who are nafal, mustahab, and they stay away from makruh actions also. They are sabiqun bil khairat bi ithnillah. They have gone very, very far ahead by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has kept jannah for them. When they will go to jannah, they will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alladhi athaba anna al-hazan. All praises to Allah ta'ala who has removed from us grief and sorrow, because the greatest amount of grief will be in jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala has removed us from the place of grief of this world. This world is a place of grief and sorrow. Allah has removed us from there. And Allah has given us Jannah, where there will be no tiredness, no difficulty upon a person. And the kuffar will be in Jahannam. The death will never come to a person. The punishment will never be lightened. Forever and forever, they will be screaming inside there. They will, Allah, take us out. We will do good actions now. Allah said, I gave you enough time in your life. So long life I gave you. Some 50 years, 60 years you lived. Or some ulama say, till the age of bulugh you lived. You're supposed to have used your mind there. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرَ. And many, many warners had come to you people. Unfortunately, you never took lesson of the warners. What are the warners? The ulama say, there are different warners which come to a person. The white hair which comes on a person's face, that the warner that by your time is for leaving this world is very close. The warner, the Anbiya alayhi muslim, who come in today's time, we call it Tabligh Jamaat. They come to our doors. They are warning us all the time. The Imam is giving a bayan on Jummah. It's a warner for us. So there are many times our friends, Motul Akran, your friend passes away. And you see, he's passed away. My father has passed away. If you can't take lessons from there, then what lesson? One person went to one buzruk. So he said, give me some nasihat and advice. He said, is your father living? He said, no, he passed away. He said, if you can't take the advice, the lesson from your father's death, that your father passed away, you next in line, then no mind, nasihat will be of no benefit to you at all. So these are all warnings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to a person. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah ta'ala had to punish us because of what actions we had done, then there wouldn't have remained no animals on the surface of the earth. Everyone would have been destroyed. But Allah is very, very kind. Allah is giving us a chance. Allah is giving us respite. So don't wait till the time of maut comes. Then a person will change his life. Now is the opportunity. Change our lives. Prepare for the life of the akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal.